Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. You're listening to the Qalam podcast. Alhamdulillah, for over a decade, Qalam has had the opportunity and the blessing to serve the community. And after serving the community for an entire decade and benefiting millions of people all around the world, we have reaffirmed our commitment to making Islamic knowledge accessible for all, making sure each and every single person, no matter where they are in the world, they have the ability and the opportunity to learn about the beauty of Islam. So therefore, we are conducting more classes online than ever before, videos, podcasts, recordings, we're making all of it available. We ask you to support us and become our partner in this mission and cause of educating the whole world about the beautiful religion of Islam by going to supportqalam.com. Go to supportqalam.com, make a generous contribution. Inshallah, you are investing into the mission and the cause of teaching people about Islam worldwide. Millions of people have benefited, and we hope that hundreds of millions more will benefit, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I hope and pray everyone is doing well during these blessed last 10 days of the month of Ramadan. For today's reflection, we will be covering a verse in the Quran, Surah Fussilat, verse 30, where one of the most essential qualities of a believer is discussed, and the rewards of this quality is elaborated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, that those people who profess and say, Allah is our Rabb, Allah is our Lord, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, and then they are steadfast, they hold up onto this path firmly, then during their final moments, angels will descend and they will say to them, do not fear, do not have any grief. Rather, be happy and rejoice, for you will receive everything that you were promised. It's a very powerful verse, and there's a lot to discuss here. But I want to just specifically, in the short time that we have together, talk about the concept of istiqama. Istiqama means how we can translate it as steadfastness. And I feel this is the most opportune time to talk about istiqama, given that there are only a handful of days before this blessed month comes to a close. What is istiqama, right? Istiqama is very simple. It's nothing too complex. It basically means I am steadfast upon a particular deed, an action, a habit. It's not that I do it when it's convenient, and when it's inconvenient, I leave it out. I maintain this action regardless of circumstances. Yes, occasionally for some understandable, justifiable cause or reason, I'm not able to do it, that's fine. But istiqama means if I am praying, I'm going to be someone who's steadfast with this prayer. Every year I give my zakah, I'm going to be steadfast upon this. I hold on to my Muslim identity regardless of my work or my school, I'm going to hold on to it. And it's a very noble quality. We understand the value of istiqama when we consider a particular hadith in which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is approached by an individual who says, O Messenger of Allah, give me advice that is so powerful, I do not need to ask anyone else. Your advice should suffice me. Your advice should suffice me. And think about it. If somebody comes and tells you, give me advice that's sufficient, we can think of 101 different things to mention, from Hajj to Zakah to be nice to your neighbors, and you just, the list goes on and on. But the unique quality of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was he was able to convey very complex, very nuanced ideas in comprehensive terms. So he says to that individual, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Say, oh individual, say, I believe in Allah, meaning profess this faith, ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ, and then be firm upon the path, be very steadfast. And it's beautiful how, just a bit of a digression, but it's beautiful how the verses of the Quran and the hadith are so synchronized. If you look at the advice that he gives, he says, say, I believe in Allah, and then be steadfast. And then we come and we check this verse of the Quran. Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. You can see that very strong link and correlation. Nonetheless, why would the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advise this individual to take on faith, be a believer, but to maintain istiqama and steadfastness? Why didn't he say to him a list of 5 things to do? Okay, these are action items. If you want to be successful, you want something that's powerful, all right, go home, make sure you pray your Isha Salah. Make sure you give your zakah on time. Make sure you're kind to your neighbors or your parents or your children. Why wouldn't he do that? The reason is, sometimes instead of specific actions, if we have certain qualities, those qualities can generate actions more than just one specific one, right? So take, for instance, I tell someone, make it a point to pray your Fajr Salah. The person is struggling, he's trying, she's trying, and it's just not happening. But if that person, instead of just focusing on that one action, is told, why don't you try to work with your connection with Allah? Try to maintain more consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Try to develop a more fonder relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when that works, not only Fajr, Isha, Zakah, just name it, all of those things will fall into place because that person has inculcated the most important quality for those actions to come about. Right? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, قُلْ أَمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ, say you believe in Allah, ثُمَّ اسْتَقِيمْ, and then maintain istiqama, maintain steadfastness. And this is absolutely essential when we think about our lives in general, but more particularly these final days. You know, it's a bit emotional when you think about, subhanAllah, how many days of the month is already gone. And, you know, we can count on our hands, how many days are remaining. And I'm not sure about everyone else, but for me at least, it's the anticipation for this month was very high. There was a lot that we're expecting. And then now seeing that it's slowly coming to a close, it really weighs heavily on my heart. That, you know, it was a very special Ramadan. It was very unique. It was an opportunity to experience something differently. And now that it's coming to an end, well, it's not over yet. It's not over in the sense that it's not over with the ending of Ramadan. Because what's important, again, as I've mentioned, based on this hadith, is not necessarily the actions that we do in this month. Rather, it's those qualities that we inculcate and we take with us as we leave this month. And that's what's important. Istiqama. Maintaining steadfastness. I'm going to mention 2 points and inshallah we can close on that. The first is, what is the recipe? What's a successful way of bringing on istiqama? Because truth be told, we have our ups and downs. During the month of Ramadan, I feel a bit more motivated, so I can do more actions. But then once Ramadan is over, I'm less inclined. During Friday, when it's Jumu'ah, I feel a bit motivated. But on a normal weekday, when I'm just the week is starting, I feel down. Don't worry, and the advice is for myself as well as for everybody else, in that it's just natural that we will have these ups and downs. We learned this from the hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells one of the companions that, look, dedicate some time for Allah, dedicate some time for your family. There's everyone who deserves the right. And you can never maintain that peak, that pinnacle, that high. You just can't. It's just not natural as a human being. However, that doesn't mean we go to another end and say, okay, you know what? Me doing what I do is natural, so I have the green light to go ahead to do as I will. No, do as much as you can, but whatever little we do, we should maintain it. Not that one day I feel inspired and I'm going to read the entire Quran from Fajr to Isha, and then the next day I don't even pray my Salah. Rather, let me read maybe half a juz of the Quran and then slowly build up. So the idea is, the first thing we should remember is it's fine, it's natural, rather it is expected that we as human beings will never maintain a consistent level of high. We will never be always on that peak of faith. It's just not going to happen. We're going to be down. But the true test is how, when we do go down, we're able to get ourselves, pick ourselves up and go back. And then when we fall, we go back. And that's what Allah loves to see. And we may not realize it, but that process of falling and rising back up, falling and rising back up, is more beloved in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than maintaining a consistent level of strong faith. Why? Because Allah loves to see those who recuperate from a devastating blow of their faith, right? So I'm struggling with my faith, I'm struggling with my identity, and then I'm able to pick myself up. That's very beloved in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second point is, when we talk about istiqama, the best way to develop istiqama is to be very scheduled, to know what I have in mind, instead of being unscheduled and haphazard. And what do I mean by this? I can't just wake up in the morning and say, I feel good and I want to do something. No, I should be more specific. I should be more detailed that today I wake up, I feel good. I will make it a point to give $50 into a charitable cause. I feel really good. I'm going to make it a point to go to the masjid and pray with the congregation. I feel good. I'm going to buy a gift for my family. I have to be more specific, because vagueness oftentimes is a culprit for my own procrastination, right? It's the culprit that I say that I will do some very vague idea. So I reassure myself, but when the time comes, I'll say, listen, I never dedicated or committed to something specific. So in conclusion, istiqama and steadfastness is essential, without which a believer truly cannot maintain their identity, their faith, and their connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as I mentioned, having these ups and downs, that's not only normal, it's something that we will eventually at some time be exposed to. And last but not least, let's not forget, just having the will or the intention to do good isn't enough. We need to make a concerted effort, an organized plan to make that thought materialize, to make those intentions come into existence. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all steadfast during these last days. May He allow us to take the beautiful qualities that we've practiced during this month and take it with us outside of this month. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.